Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Zayin, Din Brocha Achroina Al HaPeros. The halacha of the brocha after eating fruit, Sif Aleph. Peros HaElon, when you eat fruit of the tree, Chutz B'Chamesh Zaminim, with the exception of the five special species, V'chol Peros Adoma, and all other plants of the ground, V'yirakos, vegetables, Kol Dabar Shein Gedulim and Arts, or when you eat things that do not grow from the ground. Bracha achrona shalahem, the bracha achrona after eating these foods is barei nefashos rabos. Vim achal mikol minim el, if a person ate from all the different varieties, mevorach la'acha kulam bracha achas, he only makes one bracha afterwards. Ubracha zo chosim ba b'lo shem, and the conclusion of the bracha does not include Hashem's name. Sheyachtom kach, the conclusion should be baruch chei ha'olamim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Alf, Peros Ha'ilim V'chulu. If a person eats fruits of the tree, but not from the five special species, not grapes, not pomegranate, fig, date, alf, none of those, the brach is going to be Berin Fashos. U'b'di'eved, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved, Iber Chaleim Al Ha'etz Al Pi'etz. Let's say he did say Al Ha'etz Al Pi'etz. He didn't say Berin Fashos. Yotza. B'di'eved is Yotza. B'di'eved, if he said Me'in Shalosh for the fruits, he would be Yotza. Sifkan beis v'kol davar v'chulu, anything that doesn't grow from the ground, cheese, milk, fish, meat. The Mishnah Berurah says klal b'zeh afilu mayim. This also includes water. So if he has anything which doesn't grow from the ground or water, the bracha achrona sifkan gimel is brei nefashos rabos. Nusach ha-bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says the nusach is as follows: Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam, brei nefashos rabos v'chesronam. With a mem. The Shaar HaTzion points out that Prima Gadim says it's chesro mom and not chesro nun, and bahem and not bahen. That's his nusach. Al kol ma shebara lahachis bahem nefesh kol chai. Bruch chei ha'olamim. Vahaches nokud b'tseire, it should be chei shudavuk, because it's connected to ha'olamim. Ve'yesh omim, but some say it's not al kol ma shebara, but rather it's al kol ma shebara sa. Ve'narenar pashtei, and whatever you do is fine. Every place does their own thing. They're both good. The Shaar HaTzion quotes the list of shitos who hold the nusach is bara, and those who hold is bara sa. Either one is fine. Mishnah Berurah sifkan da'ad la'achar kulam v'chulu. If a person ate several varieties, he only makes one bracha achrona for all of them. What's the Lama meaning to say? The Ein Sarach Levarach Brain of Fashos are called Echad ve'Echad. He doesn't make a separate Brain of Fashos for each thing that he eats. The Hishayach al Kulam, the Bracha is relevant to all of them. Va'afilu Achel v'Shasa, even if he ate and drank, Yatzah b'Bracha Achas, again, one Bracha will cover both of them. Ve'im Mitzdar from Shneim Yachel v'Kashir, now whether or not you can combine food and drink to create an amount that requires bracha achrona, ayin lekamon b'simen reish yud. You look later in simen reish yud, Mishnah Berurah, and we conclude over that we do not. You cannot combine eating and drinking into one unit to make a shear for bracha achrona. Im istapek im ochel kezayis b'techez pras. Let's say he's not sure if he ate the proper amount of kezayis in the time of k'techez pras. So let's, for argument's sake, say it's 2 to 4 minutes. If he's not sure if he had the volume of Isaiah in 2 to 4 minutes, if he's not sure if he's mechui b'chachrona, ein tzarich levarach brei nefashos rabos, and he does not have to say brei nefashos rabos. Shaar HaTzion expands kosafik brachas lahakol. Once it's a suffik, so we're going to go lenient and we're going to say he's not going to make the bracha. Sivkatan hey chosim ba b'loshim. At the end of the bracha, it's just bruch chei ha'olamim. Sheyesh omim, because some say shimat beya arucha, that it's a long bracha. V'yesh omim shetikta b'beya katsar b'lo chasima. Others say, no, it's a small nusach, and it doesn't get a chasima. So if it's a matbeya arucha, it should end bracha to Hashem, and so on. If it's a matbeya katsar, we don't. Long brachas, we repeat at the end, bracha to Hashem. Short brachas, we don't. It's a disagreement. What is this? U'lakach toiv sheyachtom avlo shem. So what we do is we have a chasima, a bruche, without the shem Hashem. V'das ha'gro lachton bo b'shem. But the Vilna Gaon held, you should say Hashem Hashem. K'mo shemuz k'bi Yishalmi, that's how it's mentioned in the Yishalmi. But the minhag ha'oil is not to do it that way. Upeirush perena fushus rabbos of arbitur. The explanation of this bracha is explained in the Torah. The nos lo yisporach shavach al shabor dvarim hachrechiim kegon lechem. We give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who provides us with things that we need, like bread. Udvarim mo'ilim af she'enim hachrech kegon peres, and other things that are beneficial, even if they're not necessities, like fruits. Al hachrechiim oimer v'chesronam. So for those things we need to have Hashem created the chesronam. V'kol hasha yomer al kol mashabor lahachios. So there are things that we absolutely have to have, things we don't have to have. The Rosh gives us both, and that's what we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for in this bracha of Perei Nefashos.